views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another week of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and myself, Sky Siegel. Nice to have you back.
Hello, myself.
Hey, are you yourself too?
I'm feeling like myself today.
So am I.
I do. I got my cat nap, and I feel awake again.
Yes, I had my cat nap too.
And, you know, if I'm the type of person that if I just get like 15 to 20 minutes in a deep sleep in the middle of the day. I don't know how it works. I just know that when my mind goes to that deep sleep and I come right back, it's like I'm wide awake. And right now I am wide awake.
So do I. Artie and I had a very busy day. We've been going since 6:30 this morning. And it came to about our time, maybe 3:30, 4 o'clock, and we were ready to like pass out. So Artie says, I'm going to go get ice cream. I says, okay, I'll meet you at the studio. So an hour passes, an hour and 45 minutes pass, and there's no Artie. And I'm saying, where the heck is he? Did he go to Alaska for this ice cream? Where is he? So I gave him a text, and he says, oh, I fell asleep in my car.
Not while driving, though.
Thank God.
Yeah.
So then of course, he met me at the studio, and everything is cool now. But in that time, I also fell asleep.
Oh, you did? Good.
I did, on the couch. Fell asleep on the couch in the studio. And I, let me tell you, folks, I had such a peaceful rest.
See, when, like, since the beginning of this afternoon, I felt like I was struggling to stay awake.
Me too.
And it hurts. It almost hurts to stay awake. And the worst feeling in the world is having that feeling while you're driving. It's like painful. It just sucks. And so I've literally learned to train myself over the years that I have no problem with just pulling over to the side of the road, pulling over in a parking lot. And there are times when I've done parties and I'm leaving home 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock in the morning. And I'll stop by a Wawa or like a regular department store, seriously, a parking lot. And just,
that really, folks, that is the best piece of information you'll receive, because it's always better to stop, take a nap, rejuvenate, and then continue, because this way you're not threatening the life of yourself or anybody on the road.
Yeah.
Very good.
I take hot tea and apples.
Yes.
And with those two, you know, sugar energies or, you know, the caffeine or whatever, it really rejuvenates me, like effortlessly. It rejuvenates me while I'm having it. But I feel so much better.
Good.
With
you look better. You look a little pale.
Yeah. Before I was like, oh, it was killing me. It was killing me. But
I know.
But it worked out. And yeah, so today we had fun. We were going from our different radio station to different radio station today from where we do guest spots at. And it was fun. And we were taking pictures Sky and I are now creating a press kit for each other so we could become even more amazing and popular than what we already are.
Yes, we are. And we'd ask you to please give us some prayer and some good affirmations that all our dreams come true so we can be even better, like Artie said, to help you guys and to get around a little more so maybe we could make appearances where you guys live.
You want to know something? I was talking with somebody the other day. Now, when Sky and I are going after our dreams, you know, to become, you know, on TV or perform on stage, which it is going to happen. I mean, we have things in the fire, which is allowing us to do that. But when you go after your dreams, it's more important to go after your dreams because what you love to do or what you can do for people. And when you're doing things from the purity of your heart and really wanting to make a difference in people's lives, you're going to become successful. If you're doing it for the sake of the money, then even if you are incredibly lucky enough to reach your goal and for the money, it will come and it will go. And, money, I almost want to say it like this. Money, unfortunately, is more important than what we would like to agree that, you know, how important it is in our life. And
which is sad.
But at the same token, it is an extreme necessity of life. Also sex.
I was waiting for that one.
Yeah.
Folks.
In a relationship, you know, you could say sex and money isn't everything, but it isn't everything, but it is a very important, intricate part of the quality of life.
Yes.
And, you know, the more you have, you know, the better off you are. And, but at the same token, like I said, when you're going after your dreams, go after it because you love to do it. And you could be a real estate person. And that's who I was speaking with just the other day, someone who's in real estate. And a lot of people who are in real estate, a lot of times it's like it becomes like vultures where people become like kind of competing against one another instead of working along with each other. And not that all of them are like that, but you know, at the beginning, when somebody starts the beginning of their career, they're all excited and, you know, they get involved with making a difference in people's lives. And, you know, it's very rewarding. It really is. It's very rewarding. And, you know, and therefore the money comes to you because, you know, people could see you're genuine within your heart and that you're really trying to make a difference. And yes, there's a lot of bull crap dealing with personalities and contracts and all whatnot. And not just for real estate. It could be for any business. And it could also be with being, you know, being a teacher. And so, you know, but after a while, a lot of times people get burnt out and then they start making it like, oh, I need to make the money. Oh, I need to make the money. Well, you need to market yourself very well to become successful in
your
career.
Somebody once told me, if you do what you love to do for a living, you'll never work a day in your life. Right. And I think that's what Artie's trying to convey to the audience, that if you do something with a passion and with love, the money will come, but you won't even feel it. You won't even know that you're working because you're doing it with that passion.
And there are people, you know, like there are people who work in social groups or people who work in old age homes, and these people are not going to get rich. You know, I mean, the only people who become wealthy are the owners or the CEOs, right, or the up and ups of those corporations. But everybody else who does all the grunge work, what I've been told by a few people who work in these old age homes, they say, you know what? It's a labor of love.
Yes.
And some people really do love helping out the elderly or helping out the mentally challenged. And, you know, but you have to love to do what you do. And unfortunately, these people who do these jobs, you know, as far as social work or who does work with, you know, old age people, you know, in the old age homes, they have to get another job because their original job doesn't cover the difference.
That to me is very sad.
And it is very
sad. You're doing something so humanitarian.
It is.
There's so many people who really, most of the families have just given up on them. You're providing a service and a life service and not to be paid
sufficiently
is absolutely a crime, which is very sad to me.
And it's just the way society is. So, you know, but again, it's very important to have a dream. If you want to be more excited in your life than what you've already, you know, how your life already is, then I would probably say that's a good part of it. You're not going after your dream. You know, for a lot of other people, their sadness or not being as happy is because they're not in a healthy relationship or they're not in a relationship and they want that nurturing and affection and stuff. And the most important thing is to start doing things that make you happy. And what happens is that a lot of people put so much energy into one person that it's not healthy to put all your eggs in one basket with one person, because you're setting yourself up for disappointment. And, you know, whether you're a parent living through your child, or you're a partner living through your partner, you know, a person living through your partner, and you're making them responsible for all your happiness. And, you know, when they don't call you up all the time, or if they're not texting you as often or right away, or, you know, whatever it may be. But there was a time when I was, you know, getting a massage, and when I was in my previous relationship, you know, I was very, very disappointed within the partner that I had at the time. And when I was in meditation, I started seeing all my different friends around me in my thoughts, because I was meditating while not even trying. I just fell into it while I was getting massage.
Yeah, that's the best time to meditate.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
During a massage. And what happened was I started seeing different friends, and they were like on a lift, the hydraulic lift.
Yeah.
And some of them were only so high, others were much higher, and other ones were a little lower, and other ones were higher. And I saw all these people on different lifts, and what it told me was different people in your life bring different gifts to you, meaning friendships.
Yes.
You know, you have the friend that you could talk to, that you tell everything to.
Yes.
You have the friend where you go places. You know, you have that relative that, you know, you share responsibilities with in the family. You know, you have different friends, different relationships for different things in your life. And it's very important for you to, you know, share yourself with different people.
But you know what? On that note, we are going to take a commercial break, and we will be right back.
So stick around, everybody.
Feeling better now that we're through. Feeling better 'cause I'm over you.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and myself, Sky Siegel. Listen, guys, before we go forward, I'd like to give everybody the telephone number to the radio show so we can give you a free mini reading. The number is 800-930-2819. Again, 800-930-2819.
And just so you know, our free mini readings only cost $10.
Don't listen to him. Stop. Okay, so listen, I'm going to give you... He always throws me off, I swear. Okay, so listen, if you want a great reading with me, and that will be for charge.
That's a private reading with Sky.
Yes, my number is 908-500-1474. And if you want a great reading with Artie, his number is
877-ANGEL-02, or check out my website, artiehoffman.com. And right now we have a wonderful person all the way from North Carolina.
Yep.
God bless her heart. We got Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. Thank you for waiting. We appreciate that. Rebecca, let me ask you a question. Do your roots originate in the South?
No.
Way back. Excuse me?
No, they don't.
Okay. Okay.
Hold on a second. What I'm getting is you're going to have to remove something around your home that has an incredible smell to it. And I don't know if this is like a dead animal around the outside of your home.
Or a skunk.
Or a skunk. Or, but there's something that I see that I just started smelling like a horrific smell. And it's like, and it's not with hygiene within yourself. It has to do with the outside or maybe within the house where, I don't know, something's just not right that I see you needing to remove or clean out.
I see rancid water, like stagnant water.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No, but
so
I
be
am
careful.
Sitting in the garage.
Or
it could be, it's situations that's kind of out of your control in the moment. But once you identify it, you're going to have to help correct it. Also, I'm getting that it would 100% benefit you if you were to have a water purifier in your home as well.
Okay.
Do you have any intentions of moving, or did you just move?
No, I've lived in this house for 20 years.
Wow. Do you have any intentions of moving? Because I do see a move for you.
It could be within your job.
Yeah. Well, no, it's, I believe that there's going to be something that happens that she's going to move.
I mean, now, if I couldn't pay my bills.
Excuse me?
If I couldn't pay my bills or something like that, but I plan on having this.
See that happen.
Well, this is the thing. I see that within a year, either you're going to get a job offering and you're going to move, or you own your own house, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you might be renting it out to go to a different location for a job.
And that makes sense. The job situation, I've been looking for years, and it is, anything could happen.
Okay. Well, I do see that coming up for you.
So you're going to have to decide whether is it worth the travel or is it worth for you to relocate?
Yeah. I feel it is going to be worth your while to relocate because What you'll be paying in another place, which you'll be renting, will be a lot less than what you could rent your house for. Plus, you're going to get an increase in salary. So you're going to, things look like they're coming up for you in the world, my darling.
What I also see is that you have an uncanny ability to relate to other people very well. And I see the way your personality is, and I'm not going just by, you know, the few words you spoke, but intuitively, I feel like you could pick up on other people's energy very well, and you could relate to them very well. And I also feel like you're the type of person that could speak with anybody on any level and yet still feel comfortable and hold a normal conversation, which a lot of people do not have that ability. They're only comfortable in their own social class or only comfortable talking about only what they know. And I see you having that ability to be able to, you know, to speak intelligently at different levels with different people, which is a very good quality.
Yeah. Are you having stomach issues?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like you're eating the wrong foods. I feel like you have like either an irritable bowel or you have lactose intolerance. I don't think it's a major, major problem, but it's either ulcers or it's from the food that you're eating that you have a hypersensitive stomach. Have you ever gotten it checked out?
No, because I just wasn't sure where to begin, but I mean, that makes sense. So
yeah, start off in the stomach. Cause what I'm getting is it's either the lactose or believe it or not, it's the acids.
Yeah. There is something that's really, really, really getting you, but you know, I want you to do this. Stop drinking as much milk or dairy, eating dairy as you possibly can and see if that helps you. Also don't have anything like lemon or vinegars or any kind of acidic
fruit. Things, yeah. Because you have like acid reflux going on, I believe, along with possibly the lactose.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
So just honor yourself. And if you go to a good nutritionist, they'll easily be able to, or if you Googled it, you know, you'll be able to find out what foods are healthiest for you to eat and keep yourself to a regimented diet. You know, if you end up cheating a lot on those diets, then you're going to see yourself hurting. See, the thing is that, and what I'm about to say, this also relates to people who are bipolar. When people are taking their medicines or eating the right foods, all of a sudden they start to become healthy or they're feeling really good. And they feel like, oh, I don't need this anymore. I'm fine. And then all of a sudden they go off of their diet or they go off of their meds and then they end up becoming a basket case again. And it's very important to stay regimented, you know, to your diet or to your own health and well-being. But overall, I see things going in your favor.
Yes. Stop worrying so much. You're a worrywart. Stop worrying.
Just know that things are going to fall into place and just, you know, put your prayers out there and say, you know, thank you, God, for opening up the doors of opportunity. Thank you for all the blessings and the miracles you wish to share with me. And I graciously accept it. And so long as you're putting your affirmations out there, I really feel like the opportunities are going to come your way, but also be open-minded enough for you to be, you know, open to receive like new venues, new areas.
New friends.
Yeah, just don't stay to everything that you've been used to. Kind of step out of your comfort zone, and where opportunity presents itself, then just go for it.
Now, Rebecca, I don't know, this sounds very crazy, but I just have to repeat what Spirit tells me. Spirit is telling me that you're going to be buying a new pair of shoes, or you just bought a new pair of shoes?
I'll probably buy one because I have this coupon that's about to expire for $20.
Yeah, I see that. That's a good move for you. I don't know why it's a good move for you, but they're telling me it is. And they see you buying it. So this is good. This is good. So make sure that you treat yourself. And that's probably why they're showing me, because you probably don't treat yourself often. So go ahead and get those pair of shoes that you want, even if they're a little bit extra money. Just go and treat yourself a bit.
So from what you guys are saying, recently I had this new opportunity, which is a different venue. So I guess what the message they told you to stop worrying and look go to something that
step out of your comfort zone and not just being local, but you know, whatever could benefit the quality of your life, allow yourself to be a chameleon and to open up. And I really believe that, you know, what I was telling you before, as far as you being able to have that ability to speak with people on all different levels, because of your personality,
is a gift.
This is, yes, it is a gift. And this is why you're going to end up, you know, improving your financial situation, you know, for the company you're going to work with.
And don't be afraid to take that risk. If it's not in your area, travel, rent your house out, get an apartment. Between everything and your new salary level, you will be doing much better than you are now.
And see, I need to hear that, because I'm always like, well, what if I have this house? But you know how my mind is.
You know what? Whatever's meant to be, whatever could benefit you, don't overly think. And, you know, just whatever life has to offer you, you know, allow yourself to start new chapters in your life, and that you don't just keep the old going and going and going and going. It's fine if it lasts a long time, you know, whether it be relationships, whether it be job, whether it be house or whatever.
Thank you so much for calling, Rebecca, and good luck to you. And give us a call back and let us know what's going on.
Thank you so much.
Bye. You're very welcome.
Sweetheart.
Bless you. Okay, folks, we're going to have to take a commercial break right now. And we'll be right back.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Great song. Hey, welcome back, folks, to another Artie and Sky
special.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to call, we do have a few people waiting online. We're going to speak to them real soon.
Yes, we have a Melissa from Massachusetts coming up.
And our number is 800-930-2819. I want to give a special thank you to the owners and the people at the Winnipeg Inn in Rhode Island, in Westerly, Rhode Island. I can't say enough wonderful, wonderful things about Rhode Island. It really is. It's the smallest state, and it's an incredibly beautiful state. And for the first time last week, I went to the beaches of Rhode Island. And when I tell you, it was absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. Their water is cleaner than clean, and their water really is blue. They have gorgeous hotels, beautiful hotels and bars right on the beach. And the restaurants on the beach are fantastic. But I got to tell you, the Winnipeg Inn, if you want to stay at a really cool place, go to the Winnipeg, because it's like, not that it's right on top of the ocean, and their prices are extremely reasonable. The places are cleaner than clean. It's nice sized rooms, and it really is. And the whole setup is really cool. They have a gorgeous pool in the back that's cleaner than clean. And like I said, I just can't say enough wonderful things about the Winnipeg. And it's on Shore Road in Westerly. And it was just great. I went to visit there just last week, and everybody there, I literally felt like I was like in a fantasy land. I was just chilling out by myself, and went to a really nice, cute dinette place and had a nice breakfast. And it was just, like I said, fantasy land. So, but right now we have a wonderful person. Who are we going to talk to next?
Melissa from Massachusetts.
Melissa from Massachusetts.
Hi, honey.
Hi, my loved ones. How are you all?
We are very, very well, especially now that we hear your voice.
You know what? You sound like you could have like a good radio show yourself. hello there. This is Melissa from Massachusetts. Can I help you?
Melissa, are you having trouble with your love life? Or lack
no,
of?
To tell you the truth, Sky, I'm not even studying about that right now because I'm all about my business.
Okay, so you don't have a love interest right now. Well, that's coming through for me from spirit. Okay, so it might not be so, you know, on your agenda for right now, but I'm seeing that you are going to meet somebody. Now, yes, you're beginning a new business, and you're having difficulty with that?
Yes, hon, I will like you and Artie insight about it. I'm working for a company, an agency now. And I was looking for a financial promotion. I haven't received it yet. They're about 60 days late on it. And it seems like they don't even care. So I want to know whether I should stay with the company throughout 2015 and start fresh 2016.
Well, I want to tell you something. It reverts back to our conversation when we opened the show. Never put your eggs in one basket. Don't wait for anybody. If you have your own business, you go out there and don't throw this away, this opportunity, but go out there and make like it doesn't even exist and go get something else as well. And then you can choose and pick which one you're going to go with.
I don't feel like right now where you're at.
Yeah, I don't need
it's for your highest good.
Yeah.
And the angels are telling me that you need to release it, and it's unfortunate, but you're going to have to regroup yourself rather than remaining angry and resentful at this company who's not pulling through on their end. And I feel like it's only going to get worse and worse for you. So you need to like regroup and do what the best thing that you can do under the circumstances.
I agree.
And like Sky said, you're going to have to like, you know, maybe start your own elsewhere or just to, like I said, but you have to regroup, but don't go depending on this one company to pull through with the money. It's going to be very far and few in between.
I don't feel this place is
it's not. And the angels are saying you need to just let it go, unfortunately.
Okay. But on a happier note, there is someone that is going to come into your life. And it's going to be probably within the next 6 months. Don't get so wrapped up in your business that you forget how to live your life to be happy, too, because your life needs a balance. OK, so if this nice person comes in, give it a thought. Enjoy yourself with this person. And, you know, you can do two things. You can be a successful business person and be a successful person that has somebody along with them, you know?
Yes.
In your love life.
I do believe that there is going to be another opportunity coming to you within 3 months' time. And believe it or not, there's going to be a connection to the Boston Red Sox or something sports oriented in regards to Boston, that you are going to end up doing some kind of a business, or they're going to have their logo on it or their name on something. I'm not sure what it is, but there's something connected with the sport teams of Boston.
Are you sure it's not going to be that she's going to go to Boston, or this business opportunity is going to generate from Boston?
No, but it does have to do with a sports team, because I keep on seeing the Red Sox specifically. So, I feel like things are really going to kick in. You're going to hear about somebody talking to you about another business opportunity, and it's selling something, but it's in regards to being connected. It's like, I'm giving you a metaphor. It's almost like, yeah, you're selling shirts, but now you're going to sell shirts that people are interested in, because it has to do with the Boston Red Sox or the New England Patriots, or, but something very positive in regards to being connected with sports. Or it could be any kind of like an umbrella or anything that has the logo of sport teams or the Boston Bruins. And I feel like that this, believe it or not, is going to be very, very successful. And even though it's something that you've never even thought of or to be a part of, I'm just letting you know, the angels are clearly, clearly telling me that this is an opportunity that's going to come your way, or you just happen to be at the right place at the right time. And it could be even while you're walking flea markets and somebody's selling something and you really like it a lot. But I'm telling you, it I'm not wrong. It has to do something connected with the sport teams of Massachusetts.
That's a blessing.
Yes, you're going to have many blessings, but just don't forget to acknowledge them.
And the thing is, I also feel like you have not been, living your life in the way that you really like to, because your finances have been so tight.
Right.
It's like it's almost scary to spend any kind of money, because, you know, you're on an extremely tight budget, and it's almost scary. It's almost scary the way you're living your life, and you're not used to living like this, and it irritates you to be like this. But it's almost like you have to live like you have only pennies, pauper almost. You're
like depriving yourself of everything. And that's why I said, when this person comes into your life, I don't want you to look at that as something that's negative. I want you to look at that as something that's very positive, because you really need that positive reinforcement for your soul. Because you have been neglecting yourself in many other ways.
But you're going to have to reinvest some money again to get this other project going. So don't be afraid, because it's the only way you're going to get out of your situation and your circumstance.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Just because you lost some money with this project and they're not pulling through, it doesn't mean that you should stop going after, you know, doing your own thing, because you're much better. You like to do things on your own. You don't like to work for a company. You like to do things where it's more or less on your own terms or your own business. You like the freedom part of it, but it's a matter of just, you know, marketing and being more successful.
You're going to do great. And God bless you, sweetheart. It was wonderful speaking with you.
God bless you all, my beloved. Thank you all.
All right. Let us know how you make it out.
Thank you. Absolutely.
I will.
Take care.
Okay. Those were one of those moments where the images were so strong in my mind. Mm-hmm. I know I'm not wrong.
Oh, I know you're not wrong.
And and I'm not even being cocky or whatever. But seriously, I when I listen to her, and it's weird, because, you know, she seems like a lady that's like middle age, a little more than middle age, but yet there's something. I just kept on seeing all different sport emblems, and it's always connected with Massachusetts, and I have a feeling it could be towels, you know, it could be blankets, it could be, you know, whatever. But I really feel like that this opportunity is going to present herself, and it could also be where she goes to a flea market and sells the stuff, and people are like, you know, eating it up,
right. Well, we wish her only the best, and we'd love to hear back from you when everything that we said has come to fruition.
Even if it's 5 years from now.
Exactly. Okay, now we have another caller. Her name is Sherry, and she's from New Jersey. My tongue got in the way there. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
How are you, sweetie?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, I'm going to ask you to hold and don't hang up. We're going to take a station break, and we are going to come right back after this commercial message. Okay?
Yeah, so stay tuned. We're not going to let you
down,
all right?
Yeah, stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
All right, welcome back, everybody. And you're with Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo. And if anybody wants a private personal reading with Sky, just call 908-500-1474. And if you want a private reading with myself, Artie, that's 877-ANGEL-02. And now we have a wonderful person all the way from New Jersey, our home state, Sherry. Hey, Sherry.
Hey, Sherry.
Sherry?
Hello, Sherry.
Is Sherry still on? Do we disconnect from Sherry? What's going on, Brian?
Yeah, have her call back. Have her call
okay,
back.
Okay, if you're listening, Sherry, you're up. Come and call us back. But we have Sonia next. Sonia from Pennsylvania, are you there? I guess not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Listen, striking guys, gold.
I want to tell you something, guys. We will try our best to get to you as soon as possible, but you got to stay on the line because we're going to give you the same attention that we have given to those before you. So please, if you want your reading, just stay in place, okay?
It's called patience.
Yes, please.
We got Jennifer from New Jersey, so let's bring her on right now.
Who do we have?
Jennifer from New Jersey.
Jennifer from New Jersey. Sounds good.
Hello, Jen.
Hi, how are you?
We're
doing
good.
Really good.
How are you?
Hey, Jen, were you looking to start a new project in your life?
No, I wasn't looking to start a new project.
I'm sorry, what was that?
No.
Oh, you're not. What is it that you would like to be, to have answered?
I was calling. I lost somebody recently, and I was just wondering if you could pick up anything on them.
I didn't hear how much.
She lost a male in her life and wants to know if we could pick up on anything on this person. We're going to try to pick up on this person. Give us just a moment.
Yeah. For our mediumship readings, we take just a few more moments to be able to connect with our spirit guides. Okay.
What does the number 47, is there any connection to the person with the number 47 or around April 7th or July 4th? Approximately.
No, not really. No.
I feel as though this man in your life passed at a bad time, but believe it or not, it was a good time for him. I think his timing when he left this earth was perfect. I know it might not seem that way to you or to the people who loved him, but there could have been bigger consequences with his health had he lived. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. It could make sense.
I need you to set him free because I feel as though, there's such a connection and such a bond that unless you are able to set him free, that you won't be able to get a really, really good reading anytime. Because there's so much, pain and hurt and love involved. But I think you already know that. Mm-hmm. And I think he's already contacted you in certain ways. Am I right?
I have felt that, yeah.
Yeah, and he actually has.
Who's Danny or Donnie?
I don't know a Danny or Donnie.
First name, middle name? For some reason, I feel like this name is going to be very, very significant to you in a positive way. And and I keep on hearing now the number of the 14th. 14th. I have a feeling that you're going to end up meeting this person approximately the 14th. I don't know of what month, though. And it could be this Danny or Donnie fella. And I feel like he's going to give you some really valuable information, or he's going to be helping you out in a way that, that you more than you could imagine, even without you asking for help. I feel like he's going to be there at the right place at the right time for you. And I'm telling you something futuristically. So I always say to people, if you don't understand what I'm saying now, that means these are things that will happen.
He's telling me that there is something wrong with your health. Is this, are you finding that that you're not feeling well?
No, I feel okay now.
Now, okay. But there was something wrong with your health?
I've been healthy. No, I haven't had anything wrong.
Okay. But you just said that you're feeling all right now.
Well, she just
said. I don't know about the future.
Oh, no. You're
now,
feeling well
I've
now, which tells me that you weren't
now.
Feeling well before?
No, I've been a healthy person.
Okay. Well, he wants you to know that he is understood and he's apologizing for something. Does that make any sense to you? And that you have a lot of compassion in your heart, and you need to express that. But he is apologizing for something.
You want to know something, not that I wish anything bad upon you or upon anybody else, but I'm seeing I'm in somebody's house and the house is totally destroyed. And I'm seeing like a whirlwind. It's almost like a tornado went through it. And I don't know if this is something
where.
Well, his house
flooded after he died. His house flooded.
What happened?
Oh, his house flooded after.
After he died. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he's showing. All right, that's what I'm seeing, a destroying of the house. Okay, inside.
And that's why she's got such a passion.
All right.
Okay. I get it now. Like I was just telling you, there is, were you physically there to try and help salvage or clean out stuff?
The house?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, he wants to let you know that he's very thankful for that. And he feels that you have a lot of compassion mm-hmm. in your heart. Take care of yourself better. He keeps telling me that. He keeps showing me, you know, you need to self-care. You need to take care of yourself a little bit better.
Hold on a second. What I'm getting is that there's a very strong valuables in his house. I don't know if I feel like there's money hidden or there's something very valuable with jewels or something, but I feel like there's something very valuable in his house that has not been discovered yet. And I feel like it was hidden. So I feel like it's important that if you know, going into his house or looking between books or looking clothes or looking any kind of compartments or someplace, but I feel like there's money or jewels of something very significant that's worth money is in his house.
Now, do you understand why he's apologizing to you?
No, unless he died very suddenly.
Yeah. Well, there is a lot of things that he needs to tell you, and he's like trying to tell you a few things, like giving you an apology. And I believe that apology is because he didn't have time, you know, and he's sorry for that. And he doesn't want you to carry that burden. You understand? He wants you to know that you're safe. Now, I don't know what that means to you, but you are safe. So I don't know if you're having any reservations about being alone, but he wants you to know you are safe. Okay. And, you are loved. He loves you. And also that he'll come in your dreams. Has he come in your dreams yet?
A couple times. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. All right. But he also wants to do that apology. And I believe that apology is for, you know, crossing over so quickly and not having the time to properly say goodbye. Did he die in an accident?
No, it was heart related.
Oh, okay.
He was healthy. He didn't have any known health problems. We just found him in his house.
Yeah. And I think that's why he made me feel like it was an accident. And I'll tell you why, because he could have probably, if he would have recognized the signs, I think he could have helped himself. So it was probably mm-hmm. accidentally that he missed those signs rather than, right. you know, like a car crash or anything like that. I feel that uh-huh. he was getting signs and he just didn't work on them. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I want you to remember that his timing for him to exit was 100% the right time. So know that
he keeps on showing me a watch also. And I feel like there was something that he owned that was very personable to him that has to do with a wristband or a watch that you were to have.
Yeah. And he needs you to believe in yourself, sweetheart.
And right now we have to wrap it up.
Thank you very much for calling, and I hope we helped you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Take care, sweetheart.
You're welcome.
All right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.